Good morning. I trust that you are well and keeping safe. Before I share what's on my heart for this morning, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you on behalf of Jacqueline and myself for all the love, support and prayers we've been receiving. It has been a difficult time compounded by the lockdown, but we have known such love and care from our church family. So we do thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Secondly, I just want to update you with the news that my sabbatical, which was due to start in May, has been postponed. With this in mind, the directors and leadership team have encouraged me to take some time out, which I am grateful for. So for them, from the 1st of May, I will be away from church duties for 3 weeks. Jacqueline is also going to be off for some of the time, which will enable us to rest and be refreshed. Again, we are so grateful for the love and care shown to us. It truly is much appreciated. Right, that's enough about me. So, let's just pray for this morning. Holy Spirit, will you help me to convey what you have laid on my heart through the words I speak this morning? It is all about you, Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, prepare all our hearts for what you want to input into our lives. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was preparing for this morning, I sensed that the Holy Spirit say that it was to be current, speaking into the extraordinary days that we are living in. So I started praying around this and found the Holy Spirit taking me back to one of my favourite programmes as a child in the 60s. Star Trek. When I look back at the original series now, it's not quite through the eyes I saw it as a child. Perhaps the sets and graphics and costumes and sometimes the acting are all so different to the shows and films that we see now. But when I was growing up, this was state-of-the-art TV and it still holds a fond place in my heart. Now, there were a number of well-known quotes from the series that we still hear mentioned to this day. And it's through three of these quotes that I'd like to share with you this morning what Holy Spirit has been speaking to me about in regards to our current circumstances with the COVID-19. So, let us go to our first quote. And it's this. It's life, but not as we know it. Now, I have to start with a confession and I have to ask that you give me some grace, because when I actually looked into this quote, it's life, but not as we know it, neither Spock nor Dr. McCoy, who I thought had said this, actually ever spoke these words. Spock did say something along these lines, but not these exact words. Isn't it funny what the mind can do over the years? I was so convinced it was said on this show. So please give me some grace, because this is such an apt quote for our current circumstances. This is life, but not as we know it. COVID-19 has caused the world to stop. Everything we have taken for granted in life has just stopped. From working, to socialising, to seeing loved ones, to travelling wherever and whenever we wanted, all has currently been taken away. Perhaps there are those of us who are listening can remember the Second World War, and I'm sure there are similarities to the way life is having to be lived now. But for the vast majority of us, this is new. This is challenging. These are worrying times for many people. The world and life just feels like it's turned upside down at the moment. Nothing seems certain. Advice changes daily. People are finding themselves facing an uncertain future, not knowing if they will have a job, not knowing who will be affected by COVID-19, just not knowing why things are the way they are. And within this atmosphere, uncertainty has become a breeding ground for genuine fear, anxiety, confusion, despair, and a feeling of being overwhelmed, which has led to a sense of hopelessness and depression for so many people. As Christians, this atmosphere can so easily overwhelm us. So this is where our spiritual disciplines come in. Now, spiritual disciplines matter all the time, but we need to particularly apply them in unsettled times such as these. Because there is one thing that we can be certain of: we have an unchanging God whose very nature is to love and have mercy. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed." And in the New Testament, Hebrews 3:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same today, the same yesterday and today and forever." God is steadfast and true, and nothing will change him. We have a hope and a certainty in Jesus Christ, which never dims. There is a hope that sustains even in the darkest moments, as our God is a good and loving God. So if you are feeling this morning uncertain, if you're feeling unsure, scared, perhaps even lonely or despondent, take heart from God, for he knows you, he loves you, and he is waiting to listen to you and to walk with you. Now, because of time this morning, I'm just going to pick up on two spiritual disciplines that we need to be putting into practice in our daily walk with Jesus. But just as a side note, I really would encourage you to listen to Chris's talk from last Wednesday entitled Learning to Fight, in which Chris expands further on the spiritual disciplines we are to be exercising daily. But for this morning, we're going to be looking at inputting truth through scripture and output our concerns through prayer as two spiritual disciplines. It is circumstances such as the one we are currently in that remind us that we need to lean into God. As followers of Jesus, the New Testament frequently calls us disciples. The term discipline and discipleship come from the same root. So as disciples of Jesus, we are not to be undisciplined. So, to our first discipline then. Inputting truth through scripture. We live in a world of information, overloaded with too many choices, coupled with a sea of fake news. So how do we discern truth and avoid overreacting to the information we want and need? Well, we anchor ourselves in his word, the Bible. We need to return again and again to the word of God to renew our worldview. Yes, we do need to be aware of the best wisdom on the coronavirus. Yes, we do need to be wise in both our personal and church response. But our plumb line is scripture, looking to it for wisdom and hope. You know, like a badly out of alignment car, if we are careless with the information we consume, we will inevitably end up in a ditch of being swayed by worry. So let us, in our daily discipline with our Bible, be reading it, memorizing it, meditating upon it, and, importantly, applying it, keeping our gaze on the path that the Lord has set before us. Anchored in the Word of God, we will help to pull against the negative currents of this world, and it will help us to keep attuned to Jesus Christ. Immersing ourselves in biblical content reminds us of our identity and that our security is in God, who is both sovereign and who can be trusted, which leads us to our second spiritual discipline. We output our concerns through prayer. Paul had reason to be concerned as he sat in a Roman prison while writing to the Philippians. And yet in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, he reminded his readers of this: "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgivings, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus." We are not to be anxious. Let us instead pray, and pray with thanksgiving. Do you know, studies have shown that people who begin their day writing at least three things for which they are grateful showed a remarkable decline in anxiety. How much more is this true for believers who begin their day with prayers of gratitude to our Heavenly Father? In our current climate, we can praise God with grateful hearts, knowing He cares even while the immediate future is unclear. Therefore, can I encourage you, before reading or watching the news, pray. Before posting on social media or before replying in haste, pray, so that what we read, what we say, what we even take in our minds will come from minds and hearts that are guarded in Christ Jesus. Yes, we face uncertainty with COVID-19 virus in our midst. Yet, through the disciplines that God has given us, He reminds us that we are certain that He is here with us. He is not silent. He is at work. Each day, find a time when you can hit pause to refocus your mind in the Word of God and reflect in Father. And also reflect in prayer, so that we will have Father's perspective for that day. Now, the second quote from Star Trek comes from one of my favourite characters, good old Scotty, the ship engineer, when he used to say, "I've given her all she's got, Captain." Now, no, he wasn't Welsh. That's just my poor attempt at a Scottish accent. Anyway, whether it was in regards to engine speed or force fields to protect the ship, Captain Kirk always wanted more power. And poor old Scotty always got to the point where he just couldn't produce any more power, whether that was from the ship's engines or his personal strength. The world has found that nothing in its own strength can stop the spread of COVID-19. It's given all it's got, yet it struggles to have enough resources, power, or energy to combat COVID-19. Again, as Christians, it's so easy to get caught up in the world's despair and weakness. Whilst it's continuously bombarding our thinking from news reports and conversations we have, we mustn't be displaced in remembering that Holy Spirit lives within us. And you know, He makes warp drive look like a sparkler. Anything of eternal value in this life and in eternity comes through the work of the Holy Spirit. He empowers us with everything we will ever need or will ever face through life's journey. Acts 1:8 tells us, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the world." Of the earth, sorry. He empowers us with courage, boldness, confidence, insight, ability, and authority. We also see from 1 Corinthians 12 that the Holy Spirit equips us with gifts of wisdom, words of knowledge, gifts of healing, workings of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, that He gives us tongues and the interpretation of tongues, which we use as His disciples to build and edify Christ's church. The Holy Spirit is our helper. It says in John 16:3, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you in all the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He helps us to have a kingdom perspective. The Holy Spirit also gives us power for victory over conscious sin. Galatians 5:16, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." The Holy Spirit is not an on or off button in our lives. We need to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit as a way of life. The Holy Spirit is also our intercessor. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. When we can he give any more, allow him to minister through you on your behalf. But Jesus has given us something else besides the Holy Spirit. He has keys. Matthew 16:19 says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound on heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven. You know, to give someone keys to a city is an immense privilege, as they symbolize access and authority. In the New Testament, we see Jesus is the key holder as the risen Christ. He says, I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and Hades. Jesus has brought about a far greater salvation than any person could achieve. The authority he holds is also the greatest there could ever be, as he holds the keys of life and death. We've just read in Matthew 16:19 that amazingly Jesus gives to Peter and the church, that is us, the keys of the kingdom. Perhaps today as a Christian you're feeling powerless, lacking in any kind of spiritual authority. If this is you, can I gently wake you up to the truth of realizing what Jesus has given to you? You are not powerless. You have the immense privilege of having been given the keys of the kingdom. To be given keys of the kingdom means that you have been given access to God. This is what Jesus achieved for you and for me. The context of Jesus' teaching about the keys of the kingdom is understanding and acknowledging who Jesus is, the Son of the living God. This is an extraordinary responsibility and privilege that Jesus gives to us, his church, as he gives us the keys of his kingdom. Jesus tells Peter in Matthew 16:18, and I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus says in effect that the powers of hell will not overcome the person who has faith in him. Rather, the church armed with the keys of the kingdom can storm the gates of hell and set the prisoners free. Amen. The gates of Hades will not hold out against the church. You know, gates are defensive, not offensive. It is his church that is on the offense, and you can be assured of victory against the defenses of the enemy. Let that truth sink into you this morning. You can have the amazing privilege of seeing people set free through the preaching of the good news of the kingdom. You will see people unlocked from drug addiction, alcoholism, from crime, and particularly in these days, released from fear, anxiety, confusion, despair, hopelessness, and depression. You can approach every earthly bondage with confidence, fearing no evil, knowing that you share in a remarkable spiritual authority. I bought this card of a prophetic painting of a key some years back, and what is written on the back is my prayer for you today. The Lord is giving you a key, and the key is titled Enough. God wants you to know you have everything it takes to fully walk out his calling in your life. Enough resources, enough connections, and enough courage. What he has placed within you is more than enough. No amount of physical effort or warp drive can equip us in overcoming what we are going through now or through life itself. We absolutely cannot do what we are facing or have been called to do in our own strength. It will only ever be through the power and gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us, and the keys given through the authority of Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit strengthens our will to ensure in this process that we do not lose heart and that we can stand firm until the end. My third and final quote from Star Trek comes from the start of every episode. Now, I'm not going to quote the whole intro, as it's only three particular words that have been going around in my head. To boldly go. In this time, in these surreal times, we have been seeing the best that the world can be. We all know this guy, Captain Tom Moore, who at 99 has raised over £28 million for the NHS and still counting. The effect this man has been incredible. And when I last looked, Tom, who is 100 on the 30th of April, has so far received 45,000 thank you and birthday cards. How remarkable is that? But there are so many others giving their time to raise money, to provide food for the NHS staff, looking out for the vulnerable and isolated, picking up shopping and medication. And then we see on Thursdays the honouring of frontline staff at 8 p.m. through the clapping, which I find really emotional, as we see community coming together from all over the nation and all around the world. COVID-19 has certainly forced the world to stop and think of each other, and I am sure there will be lots of positives to build upon that have happened during this time. But unfortunately, just as it's brought out the best in this world, we are still seeing the worst. As concealed underneath the surface, this real world continues to have real problems. A couple of weeks ago, Jacqueline shared with me some cars had their catalytic converters stolen from the staff car park at Stoke Hospital while the staff were at work. Can you believe it? Then there's been the awful shooting in Canada this last week, in which 19 died, including a police mountie who was a mother of two. You know, it's just so tragic. And we've heard of the fake NHS badges that are being produced to deliberately exploit the good of others. To the raise in domestic abuse since the lockdown has started. To harrowing circumstances that are being shared at food banks. The good that has come, the best that we have seen, people are so longing to keep hold of. We've probably heard countless people saying, once this COVID outbreak and lockdown is over, I'm going to be different. It has refocused my life and my priorities. I'm not going back to the way that things were. And I'm sure there will be individuals where this is true. But for us Christians, this is certainly not a season or a time to slip back into our own ways. I believe in these extraordinary days, God is working his purposes. He is calling us to boldly go. Some of you saw the Archbishop of Canterbury's Easter Sunday message on the news. But what Justin Welby said came across to me as a prophetic wake-up call to the Church of Jesus Christ when he said, we cannot be content to go back to what was before as if all was normal. There needs to be a resurrection of our common life, a new normal, something that links to the old but is different and more beautiful. Individually and as a church family, I believe Father God is calling us to boldly go into a new normal, something that links to the old but is different and more beautiful. So what doesn't God want you to lose from your time with him in this lockdown? What does he want you to take out that is different and more beautiful? Let us give him room in our lives to mold and shape us more, both individually and corporately. Let us boldly go where he would take us. When we first move into the centre, one of the many chairs that the council left, I now use in my office. It's quite a big chair, and one day I was joking with Rosie Rosenberg that I felt like Captain Kirk while sitting in it. Well, some weeks later, Rosie sent me this card. To boldly go. Inside, Rosie had put this. Enterprise involves many people and is often difficult. Systematic, purposeful, activity, a business activity, readiness to engage in daring or risky activity. Crew, a group of people belonging to a ship, a group of people who have duties aboard a ship, a group of people associated together with a common purpose, for the glory of God. I believe the community we will go back into when this is all over is going to be different and more beautiful. A community that is open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many are going to have unanswered questions to what they have been through and experienced because of COVID-19. People's faith in worldly structures and mankind is crumbling for so many because of COVID-19. There will be many who come out of COVID-19 with a greater sense of hopelessness. This is the community and world we are being called to boldly go. But we don't go alone. We go with our God, a God of revival who brings salvation, restoration, hope, freedom, love, grace and mercy through his Son Jesus Christ. And just like the Starship Enterprise, Rugeley Community Church goes as one crew with each crew member, working through the power of the Holy Spirit, using the gifts and keys that God has given each of us for the glory of God. We have a common purpose, as we have been commissioned by Jesus. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And alongside this commission, we have been given a roadmap through our vision to fulfill the commission that we've been called to, that we are to be a world-changing people, bringing hope, restoration and freedom through the power and love of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, we are living in uncertain times, and yet I thank you that we can come to you in confidence, knowing that you remain the same. You never change. You are always dependable. As your sons and daughters, help us to anchor ourselves in the truth of your word and output our concerns through prayer. Holy Spirit, help us to allow you to work in our lives. We cannot live the life that God has called us to or fulfill the plans or purposes upon our lives without the empowering of you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, that you have equipped us with gifts and keys to strengthen your church, to advance your kingdom and glorify your name. Whatever life looks like the other side of COVID-19, we thank you that you have equipped us to boldly go into our communities to fulfill the commission you have given us. May we, your world-changing people, bring hope, restoration and freedom through the power and love of Jesus. We thank you that you have given each one of us a key that is entitled Enough. We have everything it takes to fully walk out your calling on our lives. Enough resources, enough connections and enough courage. What you have placed within us is more than enough. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen.